Blog Talk Radio.
It was an easy day. It was an easy day. But it was worth it.
I was drawn to what I could not understand. For the call of Christ, I have spent my days believing that what he has made me who I am. As I come to see the weaker side of me, His grace is what I need. A sin demanded justice for my soul. Mercy said, no, I'll never let you go. I'm not gonna let you slip away. You don't have to be afraid.
My feet said no.
Oh,
Thank you.
Yes, he is. Hallelujah. I don't know whether you've experienced him, Jesus, in your life to that point. But when you fall in love with him, he is so beautiful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Come on. He's going to let the enemy try.
There is power in your name. We've heard that there is no way through. We've heard the tide will never change. They haven't seen what you can do.
There is power in your name.
So much power in your name. Move the above, break the upright above. God, we believe. God, we believe for it. From the above, we'll see a miracle. God, we believe. We believe in it. We know that hope is ever long. Oh, if we pray, don't we believe no matter what? There is power in your.
Power in your name.
Your name.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, God makes a way for us where there seemeth to be no way. What a mighty God we serve. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for being the God you are to us. Praise God. Well, you are listening to God's Favorites program coming to you live tonight. Have you lost a loved one, son or daughter, to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet or whatever you may be going through tonight. Maybe some type of sickness. Maybe the doctor has given you something. Maybe you've been going through something for a long time, like the woman that had the issue of blood. Whatever you may be going through, praise God. God's favorites are here tonight, reaching out to help heal your hurts, hoping that we can say something to touch your life tonight, to encourage you. The Bible told us to encourage one another in the Lord and pray ye one for another. Praise God. We are so thankful that we desire, and oh yes, we desire to be obedient to the word of God. Hallelujah. As it is quickening us, we want it to quicken us and put us, keep us on fire. Praise God. We thank God for the skin. I want to say thank God for each one of you name by name as you come on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to let you know that it is a blessing. Praise God. To see you come on tonight, it is a blessing. It's a blessing. It just makes my heart glad when I see each one of you come on. Praise God. Hallelujah. You blesses my heart. Well, let's go to prayer. Praise God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, your matchless and mighty name, God, we come, God, Father God, thanking you, oh God, for your great love toward us, God. We thank you, oh God, for what you have done for us all day long, God. Truly, you have kept us, oh God. You have loved us, oh God, with an everlasting love, oh God. And what a mighty God we serve. Praise God. We serve a mighty God. Hallelujah. Well, hallelujah, God. Father God, if it had not been for Jesus on our side, where would we be? So, Lord, I pray, God, for every mother that may be shedding a tear tonight, oh, God, a loss of a child, oh, God, in some way or the other, a daughter, a son, oh, God, drugs, alcohol, pregnancy, whatever it may be, God. Lord, I am lifting them up to you as well as the rest that's on this come tonight, God. We are believing you, God, for the miraculous. Lord, that they will be delivered, healed, oh God, of whatever they need, God. You know, God, what they needed. And before we even ask, oh God, and we thank you, Lord God, yes, God, because you told us to come with thanksgiving unto you, God. We thank you for what you is going to do, oh God, because we know, God, that you can do great and mighty things. There is nothing too hard for our God to work out. He is a mighty God. He is an awesome God. And Lord, we desire all of you, God, all of you, God. Father God, for your people and for the ones that still coming, God, we just praise you and give you all the glory because you, oh God, is the God of their lives. Oh God, thank you. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, praise God, while I am praying, I want to ask, is there anyone on tonight, praise God, that may have a prayer request? If you do, you may press 1 on your phone. I will see your hand go up, and we will be glad to pray for you. If you have a prayer request, praise God, just press 1 on your phone, and we will be glad to pray for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I am going to ask Sister Carita, praise God, would she be willing to pray over the prayer request tonight? Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. As the prayer request comes forth, I want to ask her, would she be able to pray over the prayer request?
Yes, I will.
Thank you. Thank you so much. God bless you. God bless you.
All right. Let's see who we have. We have Minister Gwen. Go for it.
Good evening, Pastor, and good evening to all the people of God and Minister Caritha, who is our intercessor on tonight, Mother Stokes and others. I ask that you continue praying for my family, that we will continue to grow even stronger in the Lord, for wisdom in all endeavors, for strength, and especially for my mother. And I, as I'm listening in and being ministered to tonight, I have some paperwork that I'm needing to complete as a deadline tonight before I go to bed. And I need God's favor. I need his directions. I need his strength and his wisdom in order to get everything done before I lie down, because it is due for tomorrow. Thank you.
Okay. Minister Ada?
Yes. Good evening, Pastor Vivian and Minister Caritha and all the women and men of the gospel that's on the line. I would like to pray for restoring my credit, and I would also like for favor with approving the public service forgiveness loan. And I would like also for prayer for my family to continue the love, peace, and unity in my family that God had given us a couple of weeks ago for my mom's birthday. So hopefully that continue in love, peace, and unity. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Thank you. Let me see if there is. I think there is Sister Rebecca. Go for it.
Good evening, Minister Vivian and everyone. I have a praise report. My great-granddaughter is Malaysia. I had asked for prayer. She's 5 months. She just came home today from the hospital. She had rhinovirus and ear infection and COVID. And so she came home today, so that's my praise report. And I'm also asking for a prayer for her mother and for the rest of my unsaved children. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Rebecca. Anyone else? Okay, I think I got everybody. All right, it's in your hand, Sister Minister Caritha Gannon.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we are so grateful for the privilege to be able to call upon your mighty name. You are holy. You are righteous. You are the King of Kings. Nobody's greater than you, our God. We acknowledge you as Lord and Savior of our lives, and we are so grateful that we could call upon you 24 hours a day, and you're always here before we call an answer. So, Father, I thank you for Minister Gwen, your servant, the servant of the Most High God, a woman of God who sold out for you, Lord God, a woman of strength. And Lord, I thank you for her family growing stronger in you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you for everything you're doing for her family. I thank you for the wisdom that you're downloading in her and even in her family members, oh God. Even as we read the book of Proverbs, Lord, I thank you, oh God, for downloading wisdom in all of us in the name of Jesus. And Lord, you know we all care about our mothers, and her mother is very dear to her heart. So I think you said even in our old age, you would never leave us nor forsake us, oh God. So I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for her mother's health and strength. I thank you, Father God, for all that you're doing for her mother. And you said, oh God, you promised us long life and salvation will you give us. So thank you for long life for her mother, as well as for Minister Gwen and her family. And Lord, you know she has a pressing issue tonight. It has been pressing upon her heart, and she goes like, Lord, I got to get this done, and I got to do this tomorrow, and I got to do that tomorrow. So give her strength, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to get this done. is due tomorrow. But, Lord, I thank you for your stamp of approval upon it, that she will get it done in a quicker than she ever thought she could get it done. So, Father, refresh her so she can have a good night's sleep, knowing that she's leaving this care of the paperwork and her family in your care, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you for Ada. You know Ada, Lord. You know her fingerprints, her footprints. You know every time she called upon your name, you've already heard, you've already answered. And, Lord, she is asking for restoration of credit in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you for paying off debt, old bills, everything. Everything that she has, oh, God, on the table before you, Lord. You're able. You're even able to give her the money to pay off the bills that she still have debt for in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for all that you're doing for Ada, your daughter. We thank you for favor, approval for the loan that she has applied for in the name of Jesus, Father. You said you are her provider. You will provide everything she needs for life and godliness, Lord God. And you said we shall not want in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you that you are Jehovah Jireh, a mighty provider. Provide everything that Ada needs. And, Lord, she's very concerned about her son. She's been talking to her son, talking to him. It seemed like he turned to deaf ear. But, Lord, you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask, think, or imagine. That you can do just you're taking care of us. You're taking care of our children, oh, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, bless her son and his children. In the mighty name of Jesus. And so, Father, we thank you, oh, God, for family, love, peace, and unity. You created the father, the mother, the sisters, the brothers, everybody. And you want peace in our families. You want love in our families. I thank you that every time Ada bend the knee and pray for them, you've heard before she's called, she will call upon your name for her siblings on a daily basis, oh, God. She will not give up in the name of Jesus. Heal Ada's stomach, that stomach that bothers her, that indigestion, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, remove it from her. In the name of Jesus. And, Father, you know your dear daughter, Sister Rebecca. Oh, yeah, she's got children, grandchildren. Malaysia, we thank you for that testimony about how you heal Malaysia, Lord God. You know Malaysia is, oh, my God, she's dear to Sister Rebecca, Lord God. And she's dear to many people. She's a very precious child in the name of Jesus. So I thank you for Malaysia and all of our grandchildren, all of our great-grandchildren, Lord. And so, Father, we thank you for our family members that are not saved. We thank you for that healing. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for restoration for all of our families. You are a mighty God, a holy God, a righteous God. Any swelling in Sister Rebecca's feet, knees, those knee problems, heal it, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you for the
Amen.
Prayer, Sister Jean. Thank you so much. We are so glad that you volunteered to pray for the prayer request. Thank you. Praise God, as we all agree together. At this meeting, I'm going to ask Minister Jackie Keys to come forth with a song, please.
Come on. Hello. Good afternoon. How you all doing this afternoon? And I thank God for being on the prayer line. And I thank God for you all. Praise the Lord. Okay. I had somebody come to the door. I thank God for I thank God for all the prayers that we're doing so far.
Got to get my message to Jesus. Got to get my message to him. I got to get my message to Jesus. I got to get my message to him. You can't get it there by airplane. You can't get it there by train. But the only way to get it there. You must fall down on your knees and pray. Got to get my message to Jesus. I got to get my message to him. I got to get my message to Jesus. I got to get my message to him. You can't get it there by airplane. You can't get there by choo-choo train. But the only way to get it there, you must fall down on your knees and pray. Gotta get it. Got to get my message to Jesus. Gotta get it. Got to get my message to him. Gotta get it. Got to get my message to Jesus. Gotta get it. Got to get my message to him. Amen, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. You want your message to go to Jesus, that's for sure. You don't want it to just go fall on the ground because it's dead. You want those, hallelujah, your message to go straight up, praise God, to the throne room. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, again, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I bless each one of you all. On my message is tonight, a peculiar people. A peculiar people. I don't know what you think of yourself, but I know what God said he thinks of us. Praise God. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 2:9 says, praise God, but ye are a chosen. Come on now. Come on. Hallelujah. Praise God. I don't want to get too happy into this message tonight. But you better say tonight, I am a peculiar person, and I've been chosen for such a time as this. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Come on, Holy Ghost. Praise God. I have been chosen. I am a peculiar people. Praise God. Let's go on with that scripture because I'm about to get wild up here now. But ye are chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. You act different from anybody else, and sometimes they tell you. You think you something. You know, people say all kind of things to you when you're Christian. They do not want to be bothered with you. That's right. That's right. That's good. Because you are a peculiar person, that ye should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. You see the light. You're no longer in darkness. You're no longer walking in darkness. Hallelujah. A peculiar people that God has made, that God has set aside and set apart for his glory. Hallelujah, praise God. I'm talking about that royal priesthood. Praise God, hallelujah. Did y'all get those words? I mean, when I first heard that, I said, my God, my God, my God. Look what the Lord has done. He has done something great on the inside of us. We've been set apart for something. We've been set aside for something. We have been chosen for something. We are his people. We are a holy nation. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't think y'all get it. I don't think y'all getting it. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm excited because, see, I know what God has done on the inside of me. And I know you all to know. I'm going to look at one more scripture right now. Exodus 19:6 says, praise God. Hallelujah. Look what God said. 19:6, and ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests. And a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak to the children of Israel. This is what God told Moses. Ye are. And say you might be. God done something great inside of you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. God has done something wonderful and exciting, and you ought to be excited in it. What God is doing and what he's still doing on the inside of you. Praise God. And there is more. There is more. See, God just didn't stop there. God always does something in us, praise us, through us. He said, I am a part of the elect of God. Matthew 24:31 tells me, and he shall send his angels with great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds and from the ends of the heaven to the other. Hey, hallelujah. I'm a part of the elect. You ain't no more out there. Praise God. Come on, somebody. You tossed and driven and thrown aside with every weight and doctrine that come along. No, you are part of something great. God is greater. He's greater than anything that you can even ask or what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Praise God. Hold on a minute here. Praise God. I have to get this out of the way so it won't come in. Cut off the music. Praise God. Hallelujah. You're part. And they shall gather together his elect from the four winds and from one end of the heaven to the other on that great day. In my name, God said, I'll be called out. I know you will be. Call out. And you will be, if you be faithful to God, if you be faithful to God, you're going to be one of the called out, set aside, set apart for his kingdom because you are part of the elect. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Your name is written down in the Lamb's book of life. And no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Yes, you're going to be called out. God say, you, if you be faithful over a few things, he said, I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Just be joyful in the Lord for what he's done. Praise God. Because, see, you're a peculiar person. And because of this, I'm living in great expectation. I'm expecting God to do something every day in my life and in the other's life. Because he told me, don't be so concerned and caught up with mine. Think more highly of others than myself. I look for God to do something in you all's life when I pray for you every day. As I see you come on this program every day. I'm expecting God, you to come back with testimonies and say, look what the Lord has done. And we will rejoice with you. Praise God. Not only have I been chosen to be a worker, we've been chosen to be a worker in his vineyard, but we not only workers in his vineyard to show forth his praise, but we have great future with him. His word declares we're going to have a great future. I tell you, I'm very peculiar because I'm looking to be with Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Acts 13:47 says, for so the Lord has commanded us, saying, I have set thee to be a light of the Gentiles, that thou shouldest go forth for salvation unto the ends of the earth. I have been set here to be a light to the lost. You have been set here to be a light to the lost, to tell them about Jesus. We're telling them
about Jesus died and he rose again. We are celebrating the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And we to tell it until Jesus come back for us. Praise God has made us alive and has set us to lighten the way for us. That's what he told us. He said in Matthew 5:16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Men need to see. Men need to know. Praise God. We all need to be on fire. This whole earth needs to be on fire. Yeah, we got much to do. I'm proud to be a beacon. Just be one of the light. He has anointed me, he said, in Luke 4:18, because there is many people who are broken. There are many people who are bruised and hurting. There are mothers out there that are hurting. I just saw one woman went to prison for giving her son a gun and a husband. They got people are broken in so many ways. Some have been taken captive in their mind. They need to be set free. God has called us, you and me, to go out and preach the acceptable year of the Lord, to tell people that you meet of the love and why he died for them and he rose again. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 I am not natural. I am a supernatural being. Hallelujah. I am not natural. That's what makes me peculiar. I think my thoughts I think supernatural because I serve a supernatural God. So I'm supposed to think up on those things that are good and of a good report. Praise God. Another thing, I've been set aside. You've been set aside. You've been set aside for a part of God's glory. Not about all about you. It's about him. He gets all the glory. Praise God. All the glory belongs to him. I'm just one of the branches. Are you? Are you bearing fruit or just hanging on about to fall off? No, we got to be on fire, fire, praise God. This is a fire program, praise God. Hallelujah, praise God. Everybody on here is on fire for God. We love being a branch. Hallelujah. With all this, I'm a servant. You're a servant, not puffed up with pride and bragging, with humility. We want to be humble before God because we are peculiar people. Hallelujah. Ecclesiastes 9:10 says, whatever thine hand finds to do, do it with all thy might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave where thou goest. Now is the time to do the work that God has called us to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. We are workers in this vineyard. We are peculiar. So we are, that's what makes us workers. Because we got to go tell somebody. We got to go tell somebody about Jesus and what he's doing and what he'll do for them. Praise God. He wants us to go do it now. And do it all to the glory of God. We have a crown awaiting. And whatever we have here, whatever we do here, that will help us gain that crown. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise God. I'm not only that, I'm a witness. See, oh, we got a lot. What makes us so peculiar? Now I'm a witness. Praise God. Are you a witness for Christ? that Jesus died and rose again on the third day? Do you believe in the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost? I am a witness that Christ died to save the lost. I am a witness that no sin can enter the kingdom of heaven. Praise God. Hallelujah. Romans 8:37 declares that I'm more than a conqueror. I'm very peculiar, y'all. I just believe that I'm more than a conqueror to him who has loved us. We have been given power to pull down. Hey, I don't know whether you do every day, but I do. I believe that I have the power to pull down every stronghold and tear the devil's kingdom down. I tell it, cause devil, get out of here. Yes, he tries to live. He tries to ride, but he can't. He can't live here. Why? Because we have been made kings and priests unto God as ambassadors, as we see, said earlier. We have been called out, set aside, and set apart for his kingdom for such a time as this. I was made to bow down and to worship the Creator. I was made for this. You were made for this. Was created to sing praise and glory to his name, that name which is above every other name. There is no name under the heaven like the name of Jesus. And I was created. You was created. I say me, but I'm saying us all together. What we was created for? To give praise and glory to him. I used to tell Mother Stokes, Mother Stokes, don't say you can't sing. You might not can sing to please nobody else. Mother Stokes, I say, oh, Mother Stokes, don't say you can't sing. You just can't sing to please people. But you can sing to please God, because God made your voice, and he made it to please him. Hi, Mother Stokes. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. I sing the praise my Father, which is in heaven. He gets the glory. Man don't need to get the glory. And when you sing on here, you don't need to try to please someone else. You just need to please God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I was made to worship and to bow down. He created me to pray. Know that he is the solid rock that you can cling to. When you go through troublesome times, know that he's the ever-living God, that he is not dead. His arm is there, and he's assuring us to reach out to him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Know that we are a peculiar people. There is something about you that God loves. He made you peculiar. We do things different than the world do. We act different. Praise God. We have been set aside, set apart, as I said earlier, for his glory. Very special. You're special in God. You're strange. That's what peculiar is. Because you are walking in the Spirit and expecting great things. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are peculiar. Because you walk in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Not in the flesh. In the flesh lies no good thing. The flesh will not accomplish anything. But in the Spirit, all things are possible with God. You are very peculiar. You see things different. You hear things different. You walk different. People say something to you that's out of order. You don't even hear it. The Spirit got your ears closed to the dumbness. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. God got you in tune with him so you can hear in the Spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. and expecting great things to happen. God is ready to do great things through you. You are chosen vessel. You are vessel. A vessel is a container, and it carries and holds things precious and valuable. My God, is that you tonight? Are you that vessel that is holding something very precious and valuable that belongs to the Lord? Ah, yes, indeed. Oh, yes, indeed. You hold something very precious. Hallelujah. That belongs to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And in that vessel, what's in that vessel? Man, the word of God is in there to encourage God's people in the word. Praise God. Hallelujah. A vessel is a container. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it holds valuable things for the Lord. Praise God. So you are very peculiar. Because, see, everybody can't carry or don't carry things for the Lord. You got prayer coming up out of this container. You got praise coming up out of this container. You got love coming up out. Well, you got all the fruits of the Spirit steady manifesting itself. Oh, praise God. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you are very precious. You are very valuable. Think about. My God. Think about the woman with the alabaster box. Praise God. She has some strings, had something very strange. It was very precious in that box. And she anointed Jesus with it. And people complain, like I said, the outside, hallelujah, don't carry what you carry. What this lady was carrying was very precious. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Was very precious. You are ambassador for Christ. So what are we? What are we? We are kingdom of priests. We are a holy nation. We've been chosen. We are chosen generation. We are a peculiar people. We are ambassadors for Christ. We are going about telling people, no matter who they are, what they look like, where they come from, that Jesus is alive and he's ever living, that he heals, delivers, and set free, and he will heal you too. We are to tell people about the goodness of the Lord, who he is, where he came from, and what he'll do for them. Praise God. Hallelujah. One more verse in Exodus 19. Verse 4, 19 and 4. Praise God. You have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, how I bare you on eagle's wings and brought you unto myself. Now, therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure. Come on, somebody, unto me above all the people, for all the earth is my name. Now, you look what you done got to be now. A peculiar treasure. Now, you're not just a container anymore. You know a treasure can hold some things. A treasure, a peculiar treasure, a peculiar treasure. Think about it. I'm giving you time to think about what a treasure looks like and what a treasure holds. Praise God. I've known treasures to hold some valuable things. Hallelujah. Praise God. And treasures are very deep.
Are you one of God's treasures tonight? Are you one that set aside a better part of his glory tonight? Are you for that peculiar person, that peculiar person? If not tonight, I ask that you let Jesus come into your heart and you tell Jesus you want to be that peculiar person. That person that will know that they've been set aside for a purpose and a reason to carry out what God has commanded us to do. And this time, we need Jesus more than ever in our world. And we need Jesus need people like you and I to say, here am I, O Lord, send me. Here am I. I will go for you, Lord. I will be your mouthpiece, and I will speak for you. I will show forth your praise wherever I am. One year I was up in Galena, way up in Galena, some parts of the, I'm always somewhere, but I was in the cafeteria and I began to sing. And my sister said, Vivian, you in a public place. I wasn't singing loud. I was singing loud enough for somebody to hear me though. But she said, don't be singing up in these people's place. You could go to jail. I said, if they don't want me to sing, they can ask me, don't sing. I'm supposed to, I'm the light of Christ. I got something in me. My sister ran off and left me up in the restaurant and said, I'm not going to jail with you. If I got to go to jail for Christ, let me go to jail for Christ. Because if God put a song in my heart and he tell me to sing it, and the lady that was over the place, she said, oh, somebody is very happy today. She said, you be blessed. I said, thank you, ma'am. You see, God has a purpose and a reason for everything under the sun. God just wants us to show forth his praise. He wants us to go forth and let the light shine. We can't. He told us, don't have this light in a bushel. Shut up, where nobody won't know what you have. Somebody need to know what you carry. Praise God. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to know that you serve a true and a living God, and you're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I want to thank you tonight. I love the Lord, and I'm not ashamed of it. I'm willing to speak wherever he tell me to go. Praise God. I'm so thankful, again, for all of you all along. May you be blessed in your going in, coming out, your uprising, and your sitting down. I want you, I love to speak the blessings upon you because God told Moses, if you put the blessings upon these people, he said, I will bless them. I want you to be blessed. I'm not talking about me. I want you to be blessed. I want you to be blessed in every way that God has for you. Be a peculiar people this week. Then do some things, praise God, if God leads you. Do some things that people will look at you and call you crazy. I'm just crazy for Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, that is my lesson for tonight. May you all have a blessed week, and I'll see you right back here next week. That is Easter Sunday. Well, I might let you all go if you want to go. You might be with your families. Maybe I should cancel for Easter Sunday and let you all go. But if I don't text you, well, you know we cancel. So if I text you, know we on here. All right, because I want to talk about Jesus. Praise God. So I'm going to be right here. Praise God. Have a good night and a good week. God bless you now. Bye-bye.
Amen. Good night.
Amen.
Good night, God.
God bless you.
Be peculiar this week.
Amen.